When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The world of sports doesn't stop just because it's everyone else's weekend. Don't worry, H-Town. Clint, Ron, and T-Mill will get you up to speed. It's weekend's best and weekend's worst on The Drive.
Weekend's best, weekend's worst. We had a weekend, y'all. We had a weekend. 4th of July fireworks wasn't the only fireworks happening. It was a lot going on in the sports world, although weekend's best, weekend's worst. It may venture off the field. It may venture off the pitch. It may venture off the diamond. You never know. Today, we're going to start with the worst. Bijani, I like to get the bad news out of the way immediately. I believe in just punching them in the nose. I don't want to sugarcoat them. I don't want to pat you on the ass. I don't want to make you feel good and then just push you off the cliff. I want to punch you square in the nose and then apologize, all right, with something good. So let's start with the weekend's worst, man. What you got? Weekend's worst.
Am I going first?
You're going first, Bijani.
I mean, can it get any worse than Brandon Ayuk calling out his at least potential, future teammate in Jaden Daniels, telling him to stop running behind his mama? And that he doesn't believe anything that he's putting down. If you have not heard it, this is again how at least one of the latest Brandon Ayuk clips on social media sounded about Jaden Daniels.
Probably gonna text me talking about something. You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown ass man, boy. You gonna have to stop running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then,
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Brandon Ayuk is still technically a San Francisco 49er.
Yeah.
He's not yet been released.
He's got some things he needs to settle, I believe, before they're able to release him. But they're really not going to do him a favor by releasing him early either.
No, so. But whose team is he on?
Right.
You're on my team, he says. What the hell is going on here? If I'm the Washington Commanders, I'm not looking twice at this dude from here on out. Out. Bye. We do not need you. I mean, you're trying to, build something there. You got a new OC. Your quarterback's coming back healthy. You don't need these problems in your life if you're anybody associated with the Commanders.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Any coach that looks at that and goes, yeah, bring that to my team. And I'm not talking about just that video. I'm talking about the totality of what Brandon Ayuk is today. Anybody that says, yeah, I want some of that right there is desperate.
And put him on the same team, by the way, as Laremy Tunsil.
I mean, this is not even a guy, in my opinion, that you add. If you got a champ, like New England, the New England Patriots needed a wide receiver, and it's one of the, now they don't, obviously, with A.J. Brown, but they were in, like, obvious need of wide receiver. I would say that the Texans were in need, maybe not obvious, but in need of an established wide receiver, kind of like when you got Diggs to come over.
Yeah.
This guy is poison. I would stay as far away from him as I possibly can, man. The totality of it, going after the GM now, even if it's tongue in cheek, going after the quarterback in this way, which I don't think it's tongue in cheek, given the text message that you highlighted earlier from Jaden Daniels. It's now been deleted.
Enjoy retirement.
I mean, it just seems like, man, it just seems like he's on another planet, man. It just seems like there's no leading this guy. Clearly, he's not a leader, but he don't even know how to follow. So, yeah, man, I would stay as far away from him as I can. So, I agree. I don't know if we can get any worse than Brandon Ayuk. However, the approach that I'm going to take with my weekend's worst is a pretty simple one. I'm going to go this route, one, because he was bad, but two, because I don't know that I'll ever get a chance to make him my weekend's worst ever again. Guy's a pretty good baseball player.
I hope not.
And he's one of my favorite, and he's here in Houston. I got to go weekend's worst. I got to go Hunter Brown. We lose game one versus the Rays in a series where I think we all agree it was kind of a litmus test of what, you know, what the Astros are going to be capable of doing. The Rays were hot. We're on an 8-game win streak, 9-game win streak by the time we got to Hunter Brown after beating the Astros in game one of the series. It was America's 250, big day, July 4th, Hunter Brown on the bump. We need a hell of a performance, see if we can't get game two so that we can still win the series. And the wheels completely come off Hunter Brown. Now, thanks to our other superstar, Yordan Alvarez, we were able to win that game. I think he had 6 RBIs in that game, 3 for 4, 6 RBIs.
Yeah.
Hit a bomb, hit a walk-off bomb in the bottom of 9. So we did get the victory, but it had nothing to do with Hunter Brown. Hunter Brown lasted 4 innings. Gave up 7 runs, 6 of which were earned runs. He walked 4 hitters, struck out only 3, and gave up 2 home runs. So I'm going to go my weekend's worst, Bijani. Again, not to pick on him, not to pile on him, but I just don't know that I'm going to get the opportunity to do it again. So I'm going to go with Houston ace Hunter Brown.
I think it's a really good one. It may be the obvious choice, to be honest with you, at least if you localize it, because not too much else went poorly. At least for the Astros over the weekend, well, but that was a stinker.
One thing to take the sting out of my weekend's worst is, as I mentioned, Yordan Alvarez had turned around and had what should be the weekend's best here.
My best.
Is he? Well, hell, take it over. You got it. Why my weekend's worst didn't sting that much.
He was my best. If you want it, you can have it. I do have an honorable mention for best.
No, go ahead. You go ahead and run with it, man. I got mine.
Alvarez, as you mentioned, for the Astros on Saturday as part of that 10-8 victory. You know, you've said it, Yordan Alvarez, maybe single-handedly the reason why the Astros are even positioned the way that they are right now in the wild card and in their division. And hell, in the span of 2 series, they could be very well back to .500, and they might be in the damn lead in this division going into the All-Star break, and it's because of Yordan Alvarez, who on Saturday hit 2 dingers, his 28th and 29th of the season. He's 1 percentage point behind Yandy Diaz of the Tampa Bay Rays for the best batting average in the American League, which would give him the triple crown at the halfway mark, and he still might get it. If you missed it, here's how Yordan ended everybody's Saturday at Daikin.
Straight away center. Did he do it? Did he do it? Yes, he did! Start the fireworks!
He does it every single time. And Yordan, we absolutely trust.
The MVP chant started tonight for the first time, and Yordan delivered a 6 RBI, 2 home run night.
If anybody gets Todd Callis to climb out of their own skin, it is Yordan Alvarez. I mean, he made Todd's voice crack right there. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And he's made a few of those calls in the last week alone.
Well, we're lucky to have this cat, man, just from a fan's perspective, just from a entertainment value perspective, to have this guy at the plate every night. I said it earlier. We'll talk about it again later in the show. I just think the Astros are going to strike fear in any opponent. If they can play well enough, which it looks like they are going to right now, at least, if they can play well enough to get into the playoffs some way, shape, or form, I think they're going to scare the hell out of whoever their opponent is one way or another, because you've got this guy right here that pitchers are going to have to face. Managers are going to have to decide, do you pitch around him and not give him anything to hit,
or do you
give him a chance to change the game every time he comes to the plate. So he's on a historic run. Hopefully he can keep this thing up and really challenge for a triple crown and MVP. We shall see. Again, it's hard to one up that best right there, especially here in Houston. But I'm going to go with that World Cup match last night. I haven't watched a ton of soccer in my time. I haven't watched a ton of World Cup soccer in my time. But I tell you now, if you're just a casual fan or if you just like sports, now's the time to start tuning in to the World Cup, because all of these games moving forward are going to be, obviously, their win or go home, but they are some hellacious matches. England at Mexico last night. England wins 3-2, which, by the way, it's only the third competitive loss for Mexico in Azteca Stadium, which Azteca Stadium was built in 66 or 56. Anyway, long ass time.
Yeah.
It's only the third loss that Mexico's had in that stadium. But England goes to Mexico in, I believe that's Mexico City, and Azteca Stadium beats Mexico and advances to the next round. So tip the cap to England. Tip the cap to Mexico. The environment that was created down there was a really, really cool environment, man. It was one that, I mean, you're talking AFC Championship, Super Bowl type environment for the fans down there. So I got to go with weekend's best was that England-Mexico match last night.
Great one. Yeah, that's a great one. If I can put a cherry on top of the best of the weekend, Major League Baseball recognizing the best of the weekend in Yordan Alvarez. Okay. He was just named American League Player of the Week. Yordan, 10 for 23, a .435 average, 4 dingers, 11 ribs. If we could put this in further perspective, the National League Player of the Week, Otto Lopez.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Lopez, he went 14 for 28, so hit .500 with 8 extra base hits and 7 RBIs. If you would have taken the 6 RBIs and the 2 dingers away from Saturday's performance alone for Yordan,
right?
I think he still has a better week than the National League player of the week in Otto Lopez. The guy is just white, stinking hot, Yordan Alvarez, man, and he's yours. He is yours for now, the city of Houston's. Awesome.
Yep, that's it with that big fella in the middle of the lineup. Like I said, you've got you got a chance to make this thing dance a little bit. It's going to be fun watching them move forward to see if they can stay hot.
I did say I had an honorable mention, by the way.
Who'd you got?
If you don't mind. The honorable mention for the best of the weekend, it very well is Astros-centric, or at least could be down the road. Because you got rid of, at least at the end of this Major League Baseball season, 3 of the stinkers at the bottom of the barrel in terms of umpires. C.B. Buckner, Laz Diaz, Brian Anora. 85th, 83rd, and 91st ranked respectively, according to being the worst at their jobs in Major League Baseball umpiring. They will accept buyouts at the end of the season and will retire. Will not be responsible for making horse bleep calls against your team anymore. So there you go.
Yeah, the
ABS wins, baby.
Yeah, right. That, you know, that is you know, I got a lot of respect for umpires and referees and how often they are right, but you're right. I mean, I'm a big fan of ABS, but you are right, boy. It exposes some. Yeah. It exposes some of these cats, unfortunately.
Maybe
but,
nobody more than Buckner and Diaz in right. the last few years. Right.
Well, it's going to be better for the game when if you get them cats up out of here. So.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.